You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Today is January the 13th, and on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash played two shows for inmates at Folsom Prison, California. Unlike his previous prison concerts, these were recorded and packaged into the famous live album At Folsom Prison. It helps to reignite his career, earning him a TV series the following year. On this day in 1984, the BBC banned Frankie Goes to Hollywood's song Relax due to sexual content. This helps generate much more publicity, and the single shoots to number one in the UK the following week. On this day in 1973, Eric Clapton returned to the stage for the first time in almost 18 months with the first of two All-Star shows in London. His friend Pete Townshend of The Who helped set up the shows to get Clapton out of his drug-induced depression. The concerts were recorded and released on record as Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert and features Townshend, Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Ronnie Wood and others. But for today's show, we're going to focus on a debut album. Yes, on this day in 1978, Sting, Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland entered this studio to begin recording their debut album, Outlandos D'Amour. It was very early days for the band, of course, and the album eventually ended up costing the band £1,500, money that Stuart borrowed from his brother, entertainment executive Miles Copeland. Now, despite low sales to start with, it took a long time to pick up. Eventually, the record went to number 6 on the UK chart and has since been certified platinum in the UK, US, Canada, Australia, France, and many other countries. Now, I spoke with Stuart Copeland on episode 72 of Vintage Rock Pod, another of the most listened to episodes of 2022. Check it out if you haven't already. And we spoke about what it was like in the studio in those early days. What were the early days in the studio like compared to the later days in the 80s then?
Well, we were more codependent in the early days. In the early days, Sting would be thrilled that we would take an interest in his songs, and he would apply diplomacy to get us to work on his songs. And we started out with all songs that I wrote, which were crap, I will once again freely admit. And they were not real songs from my heart. They were just Machiavellian constructions to fit the punk mold so that we could play in the punk scene and sell records to punks, which was actually a profitable enterprise. But that it wasn't really material. But when Andy Summers joined and he had that harmonic sophistication.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Then that, not even Sting knew he could write those songs. None of us knew that. So what kept us together? Who knows why Andy joined these two fake punks when he hadn't even heard any Sting songs yet. And Sting hadn't heard them either, by the way. None of us had any idea he could do that. And as he did, he became more confident and less codependent and more certain of his singular vision of the music. It was Sting's songwriting. That's what was holding, you know, making it all happen. So we focused on those. And Andy and I would write songs just so that we would show up in the studio with material and Sting wouldn't feel that he was the only person doing homework. But when we got into the studio, we, hey, Sting, you got another one there for us? Yes, he does. Message in a bottle. Hey, let's do that. And so we pretty much latched onto Sting's song. And
there you go. Just a short snippet of my interview with Stuart Copeland there. It's a fascinating insight into the world of one of the world's biggest bands. He talks about why they split up, what the tension was between members, the reunion, and more. Plus, it took place just after the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert at Wembley Stadium, so you can hear all about the wonderful tribute event and all the big names that were there too. Check it out, episode 72 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.